Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense. Just don't say
we did. Be ready for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 plus years for the change about when it comes to dating and age gaps for women especially. We've been so used to having older men date younger women for generations, right? And it's always been acceptable. Whereas when it comes to a woman who's older dating a younger man, it's barely been acceptable.
By the time they hit 40, they want the whole world. But you 40, but you ain't worth the whole world no more. You was worth that 20 years ago.
That's a damn lie.
Look, everything a woman do is acceptable in our society. You can't tell women anything. You can't shame women for anything publicly without you being deemed, you know, Satan in the flesh. You're not dating younger men. You're getting fucked by younger men. Younger men aren't taking you out to fancy restaurants and introducing you to mom. That's not happening. You're not going to convince me or anybody that's watching this video.
Nice try.
If you really had character and you really had the confidence to do what you wanted to do and not care what nobody think, you wouldn't be making this video. Do what you do. You're a grown woman. Why are you caring about what society think about it? Their whole existence is about what society thinks of them and what their social status is. Men can get over it. A lot of men are caught up in that too, but men, we eventually just stop giving a fuck at a certain point and we just do us.
Damn, skip me.
There is no reason for a younger man to take you serious in any way. What can you bring him? Can you have his kids? I don't know how old you are, but if you're in your 40s, I mean, why would he pick a 40 plus year old to have his kids?
Maybe you know people that have been in this situation already, and some people will make comments and you know, remarks about it. Like it's not society's standard of what it should be, right? It's kind of like a weird concept.
Are you telling me that older men who date younger women don't get flack for it? See, women want the best of everything with no backlash of anything. It just doesn't work like that. Men get the backlash, you could take the backlash too. Oh, tramp.
How rude!
An older woman could be with a younger man. Well, the next 10 plus years, within that time, it's going to go boom. So many more couples are going to be accepted into society and accepted for having this type of dynamic. So there's definitely going to be a shift in this. And the reason for this is that a lot of women who are older are going to gravitate more towards the younger generation or men because of their emotional acceptance. They're able to open up emotionally. They're emotionally available.
You know that anger you get when you deal with like a person that's just completely stupid? What's wrong with your brain? Like why do you not see what you are? Like, and I get there with women, like I truly do.
But what about financially? Are you gonna cover the financials? Yeah, let's be clear. They're dating younger Chads. They're not dating younger average Joe. You don't think that young, handsome, you know, stallion of a man doesn't have some young pussy on the side too? Well, really, you're the side. He got some young pussy as the main. You're his option when one of the young hotties call off, let's be real. Why couldn't you make it work with one of the men that are in your age group? That's what she's not gonna dive into. They're successful, emotionally intelligent men in your age group. Why didn't they want you? Or why couldn't you make it work with one of them?
Their emotional intelligence is open. They want to learn. They want to please their woman. They want to explore.
In the bedroom.
A lot of women are kind of over the older generational men. And there's a reason for this. And this is not all men. So I don't want you to get, if you're triggered by this, think about it. This might not be you, okay? But a lot of older guys were born in a generation where not speaking about your emotions, not being able to communicate, not being able to be open about how you feel.
That's not who men are. And only punks are going to try to jump through hoops and be like a woman to appease you. We're not going to sit and cry and, you know, eat chocolate and ice cream with you.
Speak for yourself, motherfucker.
We're not going to base our life off of all your little emotional, you know, roller coasters. Deal with your own shit. Grow the fuck up. Because when women say emotionally intelligent, they mean jump on my emotional roller coaster and deal with my bullshit and be my therapist. That's what they mean when they say emotionally intelligent.
The way that men are actually really bad for us, and our bodies very blatantly tell us that they're bad for us, because 2 years ago, all my acne went away. It just did. I had really bad textured skin and forehead bumps, and I really struggled with it, and it was like horrible. And the day that it went away was like the happiest time of my life. And my skin has been really, really good for the past 2 years. I could do anything to it. I could, you know, like, pop the fuck out of my pimples and just the shit out of my skin and not wash it and nothing. And it would always be good and perfect. And then the second I start hanging out with a man, it all comes back tenfold. Actually worse than it was before.
Mm-hmm. I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head. Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams that won't be available to my basic subscribers?
Not really, no.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads? Yes. Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete alpha Chad? Or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar or Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
You love men who are going to stress you out and be a mystery. And you can be anxious about if he's going to call you back after sex. You love it. You absolutely love it. And those are the only guys you will ever have sex with. You won't have sex with the emotionally healthy guy. The nice guy, the guy that bring roses on the first date. Look, you're going to find something else to stress about that's going to mess your acne back up. If it's not one thing, it'll be another. Oh, you know, Susie said something smart at the concert. It's going to be something else. You're walking balls of misery, so the acne is going to come back. It's not men. Men are just what you use to stir up drama, stir up your anxiety.
You're miserable every single day.
It turns you into a 304, into a miserable, disgusting, pathetic 304 that has no value other than what's between her legs, and that's what these people use her for.
Women are walking balls of misery that just learn how to look cute, look like something you might want to fuck a few times. But they're all walking balls of misery, man. All of them.
Comes right back.
Okay.
And I thought I was being like delusional and self-sabotaging things.
Oh, you are.
But you know.
It was all men's fault, right?
I fear that may not be the case.
Yeah, you'll be much happier just being alone the rest of your life. Never having kids, never having a meaningful relationship, and just hanging out with your whole friends all the time and getting plowed by randoms. Yeah, that's going to bring long-term happiness, right? Sure.
I think I'm finally ready to admit this and own up to this. I was talking with my friend about this, and it got really deep.
This is not true.
I love short kings. I love short kings because guess what? Face card never declines. Why do men under 5'10" have the best fucking face cards? What's 4 plus 4? 8.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Just what it sound like.
What the hell are you talking about? Look, I should have known. The tattoos should have told me you were going to be crazy before you even opened your mouth. And what are the tattoos? I mean, if you're going to, you know, ruin your body and put markings all over it as a woman, at least let it be something really cool. What are those branches? Like, what is that? I think I saw a random bull on your arm or something. Just stupid shit. I guess at least she's not fat. But I mean, her arms are a little too muscular for me. She does too much lifting. It doesn't matter if you get with tall guys, short guys, whatever. You're not going to make a relationship work. I don't think.
You never know. That's the point.
You're too old to be on the internet talking about dating if you were so great. I said it before, I'll say it again. Good women get snatched up before 25. She's clearly older than 25. Number one sign you're not good for a relationship, you're on the internet talking about relationships. By yourself in a house with nobody else.
Here we are again together, crying inside.
Every motherfucking time. And they put on muscle so much fucking better than tall men. My only issue, like, bro, oh my God, there was a point last year I was talking to a guy that was like 2 inches shorter than me. And guess what? I would have wifed that motherfucker up.
What kind of shit is that?
Masculine is a mother cursing every other word, calling you bro, and talking about wifing you up. The masculinity is oozing through the screen.
It's fine. I can be the dominant one.
No.
I got plenty of fucking strap-on. I'm just kidding. I don't have a single one. Wow. But you know what I mean? Like, I don't mind. Like, I can do that for you if you need. Like,
no.
Face card eats every single time. God, you're so hot.
I'm telling a therapist this, and they don't even know what to say to me.
Just too insecure for me. Like, they're always like, I don't mind a girl. I don't mind a girl towering over me. But then they...
This woman is sad.
They get intimidated every time, like, a fucking, I don't know, a man that's 5'11 walks by.
Bitch.
It's like, crazy. Babe, I want you. If you are a man and you're under 5'10", you need to be locked up. Or I need to be locked up.
It's you.
You are not safe on the streets.
I'm so fucking scared right now. You shut up.
You don't deserve princess treatment because some of you are horrible, horrible girls. Let it sink in. Some of you are just terrible women. There's no feminine aura about you. You're not kind. You're not nurturing. You're horrible to other women. You're a pick me. You're mean to other women for the way that they look, for the way that they're dressed, a sense of style. No one wants to treat you well because you're a bitch. Plain and simple. No one treats you well because you don't treat others well. Plain and simple. You turn your nose up at less fortunate people, at people minding their business and just existing. No one wants that negative energy around them, especially a man who wants to treat someone well. A man.
This is most women that I've come in contact with in my adult life, seriously. I would like to think this is just a few bad apples that fit what she's saying. And I'm not convinced she doesn't fit it. She's just trying to pander on the internet. She's just trying to farm, you know, compliments in her TikTok comment section.
Treat the right woman for him well, and you're just not that girl. You're not that girl. Look at yourself and ask yourself if you deserve it, okay? This goes for everything. Goes for personality and looks. Because you can't just have one. You need to have both. Make sure you're worth what you're asking, okay? Every woman has worth and value, but that gets stripped away due to negative behavior a lot of the time. I'm not saying you need to be a saint, okay? We have all done things that can come across as mean and offend some people.
Right.
Again, I get princess treatment, and I'm not the nicest person in the world. I've said some things on this app where people...
Huh?
So look, you're just a sugar baby. You're just a shallow, superficial slower like the rest of them. And you're only being nice so you can get something out of it. You're not being nice and acting right just out the kindness of your heart. Nice try. Are you married, ma'am? I see a ring. Is that a wedding ring? If it is, I'll give you your props. But I don't know. You're coming off like a typical sugar baby.
Get really offended. Only because it applies to them. But anyway, but you need to have kindness in your heart because otherwise you don't deserve that kind of treatment. For example, like my boyfriend... I will literally be in his presence and he'll be happy. That's all he needs. All he needs is me and he'll be the happiest person in the world. He's happy, he's safe, he's calm and collected. And in return, he treats me like a princess because I make him happy. I make him feel masculine. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, shout out to you. If this is true, shout out to you. The tattoo is giving me some weird vibes, but shout out. Most men would treat most women like princesses, even if she's not that pretty. And she don't even gotta be super nice. She could just be so-so. If women weren't so picky, women would get princess treatment easy. But getting princess treatment from a top 10% man, that's where they all fail, most of them.
Mm-hmm. You're still here? It's over. Go home.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.